You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Billy Bowie on the line, and he's founder and president of Elevate Experiences. Billy, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
Come on, man. I'm so excited. You outdid me. Look at your setup over there. You're amazing. But I would expect nothing less than this from you over at Elevate Experiences. I'm like, how are you going to create a great experience without that amazing setup you have?
Well, I would feel the same way. I've been a fan for a minute. It's good to be on the show. Those of you watching, hope this is inspiring to you. And man, I'm excited to be a part. I think the setup for us, everything down to the details of how does it look? How does it sound? How does it feel? It's beyond just the event world. It's why we actually changed our name from Elevate Live Events to Elevate Experiences recently, because we're like, live events, you know, maybe they're not live. Maybe they're recorded. Maybe somebody isn't catching this when it's live on these different platforms. Yeah. So the experience is what we're all about, man. So really excited to be on the show.
Awesome. And so today's topic, really eliminating the plague of boring events. I know when we're recording this right now, it's November 2021, and we're getting towards the event season. I know a lot of corporations and companies are connecting with you to make sure that their holiday and other events are not boring. If they're watching this, at the end, I'll of course give you the opportunity to leave, you know, websites, things like that. But just to get us kicked off, we'll start this show, Billy, like we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Billy, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Billy, what mission matters to you?
I think everybody is born with an innate desire to be great. And then the world squashes that, right? Something happened or happening in their life caused them not to see greatness as what it is. So the word elevate just means to lift. And the reason we created this organization is we want people to live and lead at a higher level. That's what our vision of our company is. And it really boils down to the mission that I'm here for, while there's still breath in my lungs, is really helping people get that 1% better in what they do. And so there's a lot of charities, nonprofits that I'm passionate about that we give to and are a part of. But really what my mission is, what matters most to me is, I say this a lot, but what happens in the boardroom or what happens in your job should translate to the family room. So I have four amazing kids. My wife's incredible. I love being a dad, love being a husband, I love being in the community. And so I think about to myself, am I helping people in their job, in their workplace, in their event experiences be inspired to go be a better human outside of that? So that's what mission matters to me.
Fantastic. And I guess I want to go to the beginning, Billy. Like, how'd you get involved in the event world, or I should say the experience world? Really, like, how'd you get on this path?
Yeah, so I went to a Janet Jackson concert back when
I was in
middle school.
Come on, really?
Yeah, man. And I watched the way Janet just ruled the stage and the lighting cues and where the smoke was and all the musicians and the way that made me feel. I was like, oh my goodness. It brought the music to life. And then, you know, concerts throughout the years, different events that I've been to, I'm that person that always goes and I kind of turn my head sideways and I think about, why is that light setting that way? Or why did that certain effect happen? And I think those of you that understand, you're kind of nodding your head, you get it, right? You go to a venue and some people kind of ignore the aesthetics or the feel, but some people, like, that is what they're all about. So I knew that early, but in the middle of all that, I was a baseball player. I got a chance to play college and professional baseball. I'm also a little sort of a amateur freestyle rapper, play guitar and sing. So music and sports were always a huge part of what I was up to. And I kind of mixed all those together and said, I want to be a part of an organization of movement that creates these events where when people go home from them, like, they're just better, right? Things that are happening in their heart, the way they feel, like, there's this thing that happens in their mindset, something they've learned improves. Yeah. So that's what I get fired up about. That's where it started for me. And, you know, I go back to the knucklehead kid that got an 860 on the SAT, barely made it to high school. And I look at, you know, being a president of a company now, I'm like, I probably shouldn't be here, but my gratitude is through the roof that where I started. And that's inspiring to you is where you start might not be where you end up. So, yeah, man, for me, that's where it began and that's where it is now.
All right. I got to go back to this, this freestyle rap thing. Cause when I heard that you had a TED talk and I'm like, okay, that's amazing. But then I was like, wait a minute, who combines TED and freestyle rap? I need to know the story, man.
Yeah, man. It was, it's really fun. So I am, not a great freestyle rapper. I've never really claimed to be, but it's something that I've always really enjoyed. I've loved hip hop. And so I actually wrote a blog series a couple years ago called Hip Hop Raise Me, where I took my five favorite rappers and I talked about the concepts in their music and how it helped me become a better leader. Well, you talk about CEOs and marketing people saying, wait, I've never heard anybody put that together before. It's usually, you know, maybe the negative side of that style of music. I was like, no, there are so many beautiful elements of story and being together for your team and, you know, connecting to knowing who you are and to passionately pursuing something. And so I wrote this series and then had a couple friends that were in the TED Talk world. And so let's produce a TED Talk that's called How to Lead Like a Freestyle Rapper. Wow. And so I took concepts out of hip hop that I've learned and I'll just share one of them quickly is that I believe that Curious George is one of the best children's books ever. It teaches this element of curiosity. I meet a lot of people that sort of have given up on the creative side of what they do. And I believe that bringing curiosity back again, freestyle, you have to be curious and you have to like, what's next right around the corner. How am I going to bring a story out of this next thing that's right in front of me? And so that's where that came from. And it's really therapy for me now. I'll get in my car and I'll turn up an instrumental beat and I will just go ham. And that's how I, that's my release is a closet freestyle rapper. So,
oh man, well, it's definitely not a secret because we'll put the link for everybody just so you know, we will 100% put the link to that episode in the show notes on this one because we want you to check it out. So, definitely do that. So, classic Billy, first off. And again, I wouldn't expect nothing less from you, especially if you're going to teach us about events and what we need to be doing better. So, let's go just a little bit further into Elevate Experiences. So we mentioned a little bit in the beginning of the interview. Tell us more about the company.
Yeah. So about a decade into producing remarkable experiences, I've had a chance to work alongside some amazing team members. And so I know we got some of them that are tuned in now watching. And I would say that Elevate has been built on this idea that there is creativity around every single corner, that the storytelling that you can do at your event experiences should do a couple things. It should inspire your team members to get better. And it should inspire your customers to want to pay full price. That's sort of my thesis behind a great event. It should cause your team members to say, this is awesome. I'm proud to be a part of this brand. And secondly, it should inspire your customers not to ask for a discount, but to say, hey, I want to pay full price because that thing is off the hook. And the way they think for me and the way they care about me with their experiences. So Elevate began with that premise. It began me with the humble beginnings of DJing weddings. So I got a couple hundred weddings under my belt where I would figure out, you know, what song at what time would go and how does a microphone work and how do you play that certain song or where should the speaker be or how do you introduce people? There was a lot of that earlier in my career. And then that translated into corporate America and doing a lot bigger events for bigger brands like FIFA and Chick-fil-A and Coca-Cola. And so it began very humble beginnings of learning how to engage with people. And then it's just grown from there.
Maybe let's transition a bit. I want, obviously a lot of people are doing more things remotely nowadays, right? Just because, for different reasons, of course, but the live event like this or the live event online, the virtual event, these have all added, I would argue, complexity to what makes an event engaging and fun, but also it's added opportunity. I feel like it's really expanded the event space and what's possible. Can you speak on that a little bit?
I think you said a great word there, what's possible, right? And so we're sitting in this studio where this is where we produce a lot of our events. Yeah. We ask the question, what if, a lot. And so when the pandemic was announced in 2020, you know, it was with a colleague of mine and we were landing in New York City to go meet with a lot of big media companies and meet with some different people about their events. And I remember hearing about the pandemic. And first of all, I had to grab my phone and what is the pandemic? Yeah, what does that even mean?
Same.
Right. I didn't know what it meant. But then I was like, okay, I'm in the live event business.
Yeah.
And my business is built on bringing people together in the same place.
Yeah.
To do something to inspire them, encourage them, equip them. And that's going to change. And so literally, I mean, we lost, you know, several million dollars within 8 days of that. And it was head in my hands. If those of you can relate to this, it was it was a pit moment for me. It was at the bottom. And there was a glimpse that I got, and being a person of faith, I felt like God spoke to me and said, hey, here's this idea of CPR. Like, you have to give your business CPR right now. And, you know, the C stands for something. The P stands for something. The R stands for something. The C is you can cancel. Like, you can tell your people that, like, hey, you should probably just cancel your event. Just don't do it. Let's have our 2 weeks to slow the curve. Let's like push it off. Right.
Yeah.
You could do the P, which is postpone. Let's push it to like later in the year and figure it out. Or this is why I love Walt Disney so much. He really inspired me to do the R, which is to reimagine. And we go into the frame with our customers and say, hey, let's not start with, well, it's only virtual. No. What if it could be even better than it was when you were in person? Let's bring in with that. Oh, you know what? And now it's been such a blessing because we have so many people that say, there's people in Phoenix, Arizona, and California, New York, and Georgia that would not have been able to be at our little event we had in Chicago. But now that it's virtual, man, we're able to produce that. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we can put down the show notes as well. We just produced an event recently that the customer was a little bit skeptical about the engagement part, which is another thing you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, this is going to be the most engaging event you've ever had. And they're like, there's no way. They showed me videos of dance parties and all the things. And man, hearing the client at the end just rave about, I had no idea that the event could be that much fun, that engaging, that meaningful. So, so very, very grateful that 2020 has been a lot of a bounce back year for our team. We've lost a lot of team members. A lot of things have changed in our business. We had to change and pivot a lot, but literally in this studio, when the pandemic started, I didn't really know how to use a streaming camera or video switcher, or I switched from this to this. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know how to do this. But now when we're sitting with a client, we don't let the technology get in the way. We let the idea come to fruition. We let the love they have for their customers and the love they have for their team be the focus. Mm-hmm. And then the premise, the one question that we ask is, you know, when your people are driving away from your event or they close their laptop at them, like when we get off this event, my most important thing is how I made you feel. Like that is the most important thing. And right after that is I want you to know some things about Elevate. So when it comes up with somebody else, you're like, you've got to hear about Elevate because they really take the events in the virtual world and make them engaging. So that's really how we've done it. It's been a lot of prayer, a lot of tears, a lot of frustration, but a lot of fun as well.
So I'm sold. I mean, this sounds awesome. Like, I'm not going to claim I've ever been to a great virtual event. So I will have to ask you that. So like, what makes event great?
Well, tell me this, what you see at the bottom of the screen, it says eliminating the plague of boring events.
Yes.
You know, our team was talking through it, and it's really one of our awesome team members, Sean, who said, like, this is a great phrase. Like, let's just eliminate boring. Like, what if we just got boring and said, nah, we're not doing boring.
Yeah.
How could we not do that? So tell me this, you don't have to give me the name of the event, but Adam, what's the most boring of virtual event you've been to?
I went to it may have been a wedding, and they basically just put me in a corner. Like, they had like they just put the camera kind of in the corner, and I was just feeling like I'm just watching people walking by, and then I could kind of see some things, could kind of not. And I'm like, okay, this is not as fun as being there. was the one. I think at one point they said hi to the people watching on the camera, but this was in the middle of like us not being able to be in the event itself. Like, I'm in another state than them. So it was like, that wasn't my favorite event experience. I'm not going to lie, Billy.
Well, here's the difference. So what you just said is a lot of folks view the virtual space as we're going to do a live event and then just stick a camera in the room.
Yeah.
And that's
put them in the corner. Like, that's the camera. Yeah. There's people watching.
Yeah. That's streaming. So we kind of, when we're in the sales process with the client, we say, you know, are you wanting to do a really great in-person event and then just stream it to the people that can't be there? That's an option. But here's what that's going to do. You're going to feel a lot like my friend Adam, who just felt like they were in the corner watching. They might have got the content. They might have got some things in their head, but did you connect with their heart? Versus, what if we had cameras that were multiple camera angles? What if your MC actually addressed the people online? What if you did something where the people online got to announce some things that were happening in the room? And we had an event in Miami in January of this year where the awards that we gave away, the people that were live in the room gave the awards away to the people that were virtual. And the people that were virtual gave the awards away to the people that were in the room. And it was like this really cool, love fest between people that weren't there and that were there. Just, man, it was a cool vibe.
That is so cool. So that you felt connected. You felt like you were at the event and there's interaction between both.
100%.
Come on. Listen to these tricks, man. This is awesome. Yeah, that everything that you just described could have made that, a very different experience. I think at one point I carry the laptop around. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yep.
Hold it steady, whatever. No, this is awesome. And now, so as I mentioned earlier, when we're recording this in November before Thanksgiving, like a lot of office parties, getting a lot of invites and things like that to virtual events, other things. Like what about the holiday season? Like throw out some ideas there.
Yeah. So we're in the midst of booking a lot of holiday events. So we have several that are live, but most of them are virtual. And we've got it into this frame where we do this really great 60-minute, and we call it the Elevate Variety Show, where we have 5 to 7 different interactive things that we do. That's all designed for quick moving. We all know that the reason TikTok, Instagram Reels, the reason these type of platforms draw our attention, because it's a quick hit, quick moving thing. And so instead of having just a talking head, let's do 5 to 7 different fun interactive games that have prizes involved. We actually mail things to the guest. They open up the box or the envelope, and things inside of that envelope or box have to do with the games that we're playing in the actual event. And so we think about how we're doing that. And right now we have several holiday parties that are booked with clients. But a fun, interesting wrinkle to what we're doing now is in Q1, so January, February, March, we're in the middle of talking about all these events that people want to have fully in person, and they might have 80% of their company wants to be there. So the word has not been live event or virtual event. It's been hybrid. Like, how do we do both? And I've got bullish about this question. I'm like, hey, tell me your budget before we start this, because ultimately what you're asking me to do is to propose on 2 events instead of 1. And so that has been the most interesting thing, is in the holidays now of thinking about Q1 and asking people their budget first before we even start, because it's a completely different ballgame to produce something live and virtual at the same time. It's doable and it can be successful, but you really got to be thoughtful, and the money has to be there to actually pull it off.
What about the actual engagement? So meaning like obviously you gave one example of, giving awards back and forth. Like tell me a little bit more specifically for leadership that maybe haven't explored live events too much at a company. And they're like, they're a little kind of thrown off on like what the engagement could look like. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for sure. The first thing we did when the pandemic began is we started taking all of the interactive games. We call them moments of engagement. We started taking all of those and creating a YouTube channel around it. So now we have over 30,000 subscribers on a YouTube channel, and it's all about icebreakers that you can do virtually and in person. It's free. Go watch it. Go subscribe, all that good stuff. But we started producing videos of how to create these little 4 to 10 minute moments that have unique ideas that draw people out and get them engaged and involved. And so, for instance, one of them we do, a really, really easy one, is we'll put up silhouettes on the screen, which is just a black outline of someone. All you see is sort of their shadow. And the first person to type in chat who it is will get a prize. And so we'll do an easy one like Dr. Seuss, where you'll see, kind of the hair. We'll do E.T., where you clearly see that it's E.T. But then we'll do someone that looks sort of normal, and it'll be like Jimmy Fallon, or it'll be Steve Harvey. And then the really cool thing is we can actually create those for their people. And so maybe the CEO or the boss, or I'd have one of you, Adam, like you are on the screen now, and your team would guess it and they wouldn't know who it is. And then we put you up there and everybody laughs. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so thoughtful. You actually made a really cool game that was about us, right? And so that's an example of one thing that we do. So we have, dozens and dozens of those different types of engagements that are really designed to get people, entering into chat, turning their microphone on, engaging on the screen. This platform we're using now, we use a similar one that can kind of bring people on and off the screen at different times. So yeah, that's an example of one thing we do. I could talk forever because I'm so passionate. When people tell me, online events, they can't be engaging, I'm like, you're totally wrong. Like you haven't thought enough yet. You need to give us a call. Just check us out. So
I love it. So you mentioned Jimmy Fallon. I have to ask you. So what happened Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Jimmy. I would love to sit in some of his creative meetings with his team. Their writers and their creators are just absolutely brilliant. If you watch the Tonight Show, some of the skits they've done, when I think of myself, I'm primarily a host and an MC at events. And so when we produce things, I'm usually the one that's sort of hosting and creating on screen. And so I'll call on 4 different personalities. I'll call on Jimmy Fallon because he's not afraid to make fun of himself. I'll call on Steve Harvey because he's got that comedic value. I'll call on Justin Timberlake to like enter into music and fun. Mm-hmm. And then I'll call on to Ryan Seacrest when I need to be like that polished host. Mm-hmm. But so Jimmy Fallon has been like in my Mount Rushmore of like comedians, hosts. Those are sort of some of my favorites. So I went to the Tonight Show. So if you haven't gone, it's free to go. You can actually sign up and get tickets. So my wife and I went, this is a couple of years ago. And the Roots, who is the house band at the Tonight Show, are off the charts. So comment in the chat if you love the Roots. Like they're so creative musically, and their lead vocalist, his name is Tariq. And Tariq is a freestyle rapper. He's incredible. And just watching the band just start playing, he literally just, whatever on the top of his head, he just starts freestyling. And so at the show, they came up with this idea to do something called Freestyling with the Roots, where they play this little theme. Jimmy goes up in the crowd with a little Tonight Show card. He'll stop by random people in the audience. There's a couple hundred people there. He'll ask them about their life, their name. He'll ask them a random question.
Yep.
And he'll say, all right, Tariq, so we've got Julie here, and she likes underwater basket weaving, and her favorite music is country. And then the band will play, and Tariq will freestyle. Well, literally, right when they said it, my wife looks over at me and goes, you're about to be on the Tonight Show. I was like, wait, what? She just felt it. And so Jimmy runs up the aisle to this other lady, does a thing with them first, and then comes back down. And my wife is like pointing over the top of my head. You know how you do like when somebody calls a volunteer and you don't want to bother. She's like pointing at me like this. And I felt my whole body just like stop. I'm like, oh my, what? Oh my gosh. I'm feeling it now as I'm sitting here. Just the fun, the excitement, the scared out of my mind. So I had just produced, I have an online course for communicators called More Than a Microphone. And so if somebody wants to learn how to get better on stage or better in the boardroom, we made a whole online course about how to get better at that. So I literally just finished that. And, but I'm the one like nervous out of my mind. So I stand up and he asked me these questions. The Oscars was next weekend. So he said, what's your name? My name's Billy. You know, if you were to go to the Oscars, who would you take? And I kind of looked at my wife jokingly. I said, Sandra Bullock, and everybody laughed in the audience. And then I felt like this wind, cold wind go over my body. And something told me to say, Billy, you should ask Tariq if you can freestyle rap about your own situation. And I was like,
come on.
And so I told Jimmy, and Jimmy looked at me like, we've never had that request before. And his producer was sitting a few rows below, and she just went, I guess so. And so Jimmy said, okay, you want to freestyle about your own situation? I was like, sure. And literally, Adam, it was the worst freestyle I've ever done. It was like so bad. I couldn't hear the beat. Now, friends of mine will say it wasn't that bad. It was actually good. But we recorded in the afternoon. We go to a Broadway play. We went and saw Hamilton in Broadway. And then we went out to eat afterwards. And I realized like, oh, that the show's airing right now. So I went to the bar and watched myself on TV wearing the same clothes that I was wearing because I was just in the show. Everybody at the bar started realizing it was me, and I was a celebrity in New York for like maybe about 30 seconds. It was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
But my phone started blowing up, and we equivalated to over $500,000 of business because of that moment. And here's the story why I share this story is, you know, you're all going to have your moment to do something that's sort of out of body experience, and you never know the fruit on the other side of that. Right. And so for me, it's, I have people say, hey, if you got the cojones to like actually do that on the Tonight Show, like I want you to come work with our company. And so I would say that was a really cool story. I was like, my whole, I'm feeling my body sweat right now. Like I was so,
me I was too. Out of spirit. I wasn't even there, but I think I am as well. I'm like, come on now. What a story. And to do your own freestyle. And you're like, come on, man. I you just had me thinking of Eminem 8 Mile just now. I'm like,
come on. You know what I said? You know what I said is I said, well, you know, you got to lose yourself. And so they started playing Lose Yourself in the Music, which is like,
wait, that was the song?
It was the worst song to freestyle to because dun, 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 dun. It's like, it's not a good, like, it wasn't like a good one. So it was, anyway. So it's funny you say that. That's the exact song they played while I did it.
That's funny. That's exactly what I was thinking. You're like, come on, you should have said, no, give me some Mobb Deep. Come on, I need something else. Right? I need something else here. So let's switch gears a bit. So I know you have a book that's out. So Culture Reconstructed. So tell me a little bit more about the inspiration behind this work. Yeah, there it goes.
This is my baby right here. So I mentioned I got a really low score on the SAT at the beginning of this interview. I was that knucklehead that didn't listen much in class. I was always, trying to cause ruckus. So it's really funny that my name is on the front of a book now as an author. And even as I say that, thank you. It should be encouragement to everybody watching that you too can be an author. But we started doing events with all these companies, right? And so all these wonderful brands, and inevitably on the side of the stage, one of the VPs, director of marketing, CEO would come up to me because we were so approachable and our team was just amazing. They said, how do you get your team to like, want to like do what they do? Your team is so incredible. I was like, well, I just put in place the freedom to let people be the best version of them, challenge them, help them grow. And then they would say, hey, could you come speak to my team about communication or about collaboration? Wow. And I was like, sure. So I started going, doing these little, speaking events at companies. And then I had one person say, Billy, you should write a book about this. And I was like, all right. I mean, it's literally 100 and I don't know, it's short. It's like 108 pages or something. I mean, it's so short. But I said, there's nothing out there that shows me specifically how I do this. So I just wrote it. And man, it's been a blessing. It's been a really a great door for my keynote speaking career. So you can go to billybspeaks.com, kind of go there and, people book me to go speak different places. And I kind of bring the elements of fun, engagement, games, storytelling. And then what's different about us is we allow companies to actually pick their topic. So they get to look in the book and read it and say, all right, hey, what's most important? Is it collaboration? Is it fun? Is it, is it motivation? Is it, how do I get my team to be more engaged? Like, what is your topic? And then we will actually bring that in a unique crafted way for companies, man. So it's been really fun. We created Elevate Your Culture, which is like a workbook that goes along with it. It takes the content from the book and actually lets them extend their learning. So it's conversations and things they can do after the event. So
I love it. Everybody that's been watching this show for a long time know that I'm a huge fan of writing books. Obviously, we published a lot of books as a publisher, but we're proud to do so because the way I feel is this. Like people, like they feel different about books. Like the way when somebody picks up a book, they read it, or if they're on Kindle or whatever it is. I mean, you need that time. You get that time with the author. I feel like it's an intimate experience still. I feel like it's a way that people can convey messages to like many, many more people out there. And books are just, I just like them. I've been a reader my whole life. So I know there's some people watching this right now that they got that idea in their head. They wanted to write a book for a long time. They haven't gotten around to it. I don't know if you were in that camp, but one thing is for certain, you had an idea, you went for it, and now you have a book. Hold that up again. You have a book in your hands. What kind of advice would you give those that are out there sitting on that idea?
So there's a lot of motivational things I could say when you ask that question. And the first thing that pops in my mind is Gary Vaynerchuk had somebody roll up on him when he was in a taxi. And this lady said, hey, Gary, give me like a quick word of advice. Yeah. And he said one of the most harsh things that I've ever heard. And Gary says, some pretty off the wall things, but it's one of the most harsh things I ever heard. He said, you're gonna die. And the lady was like, what? And then she got it. It took her a second. She was kind of offended, but then she got it. Like, you're right. He's like, so whatever's inside of you, just go do it. And I think for me, like realizing, and I'm sure Adam, like you, we've had people around us that have gone on, like that have passed on. And I think about, had a gentleman recently that was a part of my kid's school that, he's no longer with us. And this was 3 or 4 weeks ago. And it's very fresh for me. And he was younger than I am. And I think about, man, what are all the things in me that if I just took the action, insecurity, fear, poor mindset, not believing in yourself, having somebody squash your idea, maybe the technology or the resources, there's 1,000 excuses. But if you have that idea in you, don't start with the outline. Don't start with who's going to publish it. Don't say, I want to partner with Adam. Literally just put your pen on a paper and just start. Like, what do I believe? So my second book's coming out. It's called Start From Scratch. And it's an entrepreneur's journey from starting over after the pandemic. And it's like, how do we begin again? Like finances and insurance and building the right team and the right processes and like going back to basics. That's been in my head, but I was like, you know what? I need to just start writing it. So that'd be my inspiration for you. I mean, here, this is the real thing, Adam, is I get to like give this to my kids.
Yeah.
And my kids get to like show their kids that, hey, granddad wrote a book. Like it's a decent book. It's okay. I mean, but it's my thoughts on paper that nobody can take away from me. And so, and I self-published. Like I was like, I don't know how this works. I'm just going to do this myself. So Don't let any excuse get in your way. Partner with a great group like Adam if you're looking at this to say, how could I actually make this happen? So that's my advice. I get fired up about this one because I meet a lot of people saying, well, I've got this idea, you know, and I, well, but you know what? Family. Well, you know what? Money. I'm like, no, you're just making excuses. Like, it's just excuses.
It's so funny you say that. And I tell people this exact same thing. And I feel like anybody, especially when they get their first book out, they feel the same way. In my story, the first book I wrote it on my phone talking while I was on a train traveling through China. That's literally it. I just talked a bunch of talking. And then I transcribed it, got some editors, some other things together. And that was the first book, self-published. Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't want to be in publishing. Didn't even know. The only thing I'd add to what you said is that once you have that book, like that's just like it's like a bird that's just out there flying. You don't know who's going to read it. You don't know what opportunity is going to come, but it's just something different about a book. Like it's just out there. You don't know whose hands it's going to be in, who's going to pick it up and be inspired by your story or whatever lesson you're trying to convey. And you don't know what kind of change you're going to affect in the world. So get it out. Like Billy said, or Gary said, you're going to die. I guess that's kind of morbid, right? But as I laugh, right? But get it done. So getting back to your book, though, what's one of the big, I know there's many, many, and we could spend the whole day talking about it, but like, what's one of the key takeaways that you'd like every reader that picks up that book to really walk away with?
Yeah, so it begins with the story of my son, who's 9 years old now. I was probably 5 years old when I first had this idea. We had Lincoln Logs. So I'm sure everybody watching, you know what Lincoln Logs are. They're these, you know, different lengths of logs that you put together to build a house or a wall or whatever. And so we would get together when we build those. And I noticed that the way he built them and the way I built them was very, very different. He was very methodical. He would separate all the different lengths of pieces, the one that had two notches and three notches and the longer ones and the shorter ones and the roof. He would have them all laid out. And then he would start to build. Well, you probably noticed from my personality, I'm an Enneagram 7. I'm an ENFP. I like full speed. I just start building. I was like, all right, cool. We'll figure it out as we go. And I want to encourage people that you can do both. Mm-hmm. You know, some would say, no, like the way my son did it, we know it's more methodical. We know it's probably going to be built better. It's going to take a little bit longer. But having the desire inside of me to really encourage both sides of that equation, I think some people view themselves as, I need somebody else to help me because I can't do this.
Yeah.
This is reconstructed, culture reconstructed, is deciding how you want to build it. Is when you're looking at a part of your business. So the chapters have different big topics like fun, communication, hiring, collaboration. All the chapters are that way. So when you pluck out the piece of communication, how do you want to reconstruct that? Is it a haphazard, full speed, go for it sort of thing? And sometimes that works. Or is it, hey, is this working? Let's build this the right way. And so it really helps people think about, even if you build a culture that isn't great, like honestly, I feel like I was blessed to say we had a fairly big team and then pandemic happened and now we're down to a handful of people again. And I've really got to experience this book of how do I want to build again? How do I want to start over? So that's the big takeaway for me is that both of them can work. You just sort of have to decide before you start how you're going to do it.
Fantastic. Well, Billy, I just have to say it's been great having you on the show. And I have to also ask, so what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for Elevate Experiences, the book tour? Like, give us some more.
Yeah. So I am really, really excited about Elevate Labs, which is our NFT project that we're launching. And really, really excited about having our own creator currency called the Elevate Coin. In the process now of building that. And it's really going to be interesting in the world of cryptocurrency, in the world of NFTs, of how that connects with the event world. And it extends the leadership opportunities. It extends the impact opportunities. And so that's what I'm spending a lot of my time thinking about. And I'm really, really, I'm excited about the future. Like those of you watching, can you honestly say you're excited about the future? That's my inspiration as we close is, When you look at the future, look at the opportunities fresh. Because listen, there were about 3 or 4 months during 2020 where I would say I was fairly depressed, where I would lay in bed for a long period of time. And anybody who knows me know that's like not what you would expect.
Yeah.
So I understand if you're on the low end of that, you're like, opportunity, there's no way. Like I'm just trying to keep my head afloat. I want to give you permission again to dream. I want to give you permission again to pick your head up and say, what are the opportunities out there? And so that's the opportunity. That's what's next for us. And yes, the book's coming out you know, people that are watching, if you need a keynote speaker that's going to engage your audience, I would be honored to be considered for that. But yeah, we're just going to keep plugging and keep loving people and keep making the best next decision that we can. And being a part of this show is one of it. So when we've been a fan of your show, and now getting a chance to be on is very humbling. So thankful for that. And who knows what's around the corner? Maybe we'll do more together. And yeah, man, that's the opportunities that are out there.
Oh man, I feel like there's a lot more great things around the corner for you, and I'm excited to watch the book take off. I'm excited to keep following Elevate Experiences, all the great things you're doing, and then the NFT, the crypto. I mean, come on, man, a man of definitely a vision that's carrying this thing as far as possible. So I'm excited to watch the entire brand grow. That being said, if somebody's watching this and they want to connect with the brand overall, whether it's Elevate Experiences, booking you, any other projects, I mean, what's the best way for people to connect?
Yeah, you know, so the popular marketing experts would say, don't give too many links or too many things, right? But I'm going to give too many things probably right now. So I know all this will be linked up at the bottom, but if you're interested in finding out more about the virtual event space, you can go to virtualeventsecrets.today. And that has a bunch of our webinars, has a bunch of like downloadable things that you can look at, kind of gives our roadmap of how we think about the virtual space. So that's free, doesn't cost anything. You can go there. BillyBSpeaks.com is my speaking website. It's got videos, testimonies, all the things that are there. It's got the book if you want to pick that up. And the last one is just go to ElevateExperiences.com. We spend a lot of time there just sort of outlining our services and the things that we do. Really, really proud of what we're accomplishing, and everyone we get the opportunity just to talk to is a blessing for us. We're pretty low pressure salespeople. We are not going to come with, all right, it's going to cost you this or this. It's going to be like, hey, let's dream with you. What do you want to happen? So people that are listening, if you're looking for a low pressure, you don't know what to do next with your event or to like make it awesome, we would love to talk to you. That's really what that's our jam. We enjoy that. So.
Awesome. Well, Billy, really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing why you do what you do, your mission behind Elevate Experiences booked. Come on, the Jimmy Fallon story, that's classic. Freestyling, your moments of fame in New York. Come on, man. Lots to unpack on this one. So thank you definitely for being with us and sharing your stories. And to the audience, as always, if this is your first time tuning in, so Mission Matters is all about really amplifying the stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. And really, you know, why do people do what they do? Like, what wakes them up in the morning? What's their passion? Like, what's the fire behind what they're doing? Like with Billy, you can just see it. It comes through. It's just awesome. So definitely hit that subscribe button. We want you to be a return guest and a return listener and visitor. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and experts coming on, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Billy, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll connect soon.